This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for the Jones and Keefe bracket. Your update every day on Jones and Keefe all March long. Uniform March Madness bracket. Just go to at Jones and Keefe on Twitter to seek it out. Our latest matchup has dropped. The 8-9 matchup. The winner will play Keefe. TBD.
Woo!
Because the Nuggets and Hornets are 116 matchup from yesterday. Still too close to call. Polling has not been closed yet. I know we're getting close.
That's right.
It has not closed yet. But we just opened up the 8-9 matchup in the basketball region. Again, four regions: football, baseball, basketball, hockey. That's professional. Some college mixed in there as well. So vote at Jones and Keefe. It is the number 8 seeded Heat Miami Vice uniforms.
Those are nice.
Versus the number 9 seeded Heat 80s white uniforms as modeled by, is that Harold Miner?
Baby Jordan. Harold Miner himself, winner of a dunk contest, maybe even two.
I think two. I think you're right.
The Miami Vice uniform, I don't love a lot of the City Connects.
Those are nice.
City Editions.
Yeah. City Connect is baseball.
City Connect baseball, City Edition.
Which I kept
basketball.
Pushing to get the Red Sox one in. Nobody else was on board with that.
I don't love it. That one's, I think, pretty polarizing at this point. Like the marathon one?
I initially didn't like it. Those uniforms have now grown on me quite a bit.
Well, you know why? Was it last year or the year before they wore them every game? Like they went on like a winning streak. They're like, let's keep wearing them. It's like, well, let's save them a little bit. No, but the Miami Vice uniforms might be the only ones in the NBA that I really, really like for these like alternate ones. Those are slick. The Celtics just played them a couple of weeks ago when they were wearing those. You're like, that is pretty solid. I picked that. Right now that's got a slight lead over the old school.
Oh, it is. It's in front now. Okay. Early on when I last checked, it was Miami Vice was behind.
Nope, Vice is up now.
Okay.
The votes are coming in.
You still have 45 minutes to vote, and you have to scroll down. This goes back to yesterday around 12:30. Voting will close at about 12:30 on this one. Number one seeded Nuggets, the Rainbow Skyline jersey. Again, if you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, Keith can model that.
Yeah. It was just the shirt.
If you'd like. Yeah, not the jersey, but the shirt.
I don't have an Alex English.
Against the Charlotte Hornets 90s teal.
Yeah.
A lot of votes there. It continues to go back and forth. If nothing else, we've learned the Nuggets are a shaky one seed, Keith. But we might have a 16 over a 1 in the Jones and Keith bracket. We called the other three from yesterday. They have been called. The Chargers officially took down the powder blue Chargers officially took down the white Bengal Tiger uniforms. That was a 116 matchup. The one seed advances. Mm-hmm. The red, white, and blue Expos officially took down the Joe Carters, as we're calling them.
Yeah, the Joe Carters.
The Blue Jays.
Juan Guzman's.
Oh! Juan Guzman.
Juan Guzman.
Real nice.
What a player.
So they advanced in pretty much a walkover. And the biggest blowout yesterday was the top-seeded Whalers in their classic greens.
Well, yeah. They're
over the Flames Fire Horse 16 seed that Nick loves for some reason.
They're kind of a wagon.
So those are the ones from yesterday.
I didn't say they'd be the strongest. I just like them.
That's a weird
seed.
What a weird submission.
We've announced three matchups today. We currently have the baseball region 8-9 Marlins are on top of the Mets. They're 80s pinstripes. Daryl Strawberry modeling those. Very nice. And we have the Falcons in kind of a rout This would be an upset, a mini upset. The red 80s uniforms for the Falcons over the Cowboys classics.
That also might have to do with people just don't like the Cowboys, which I understand. But I'm just going based strictly on uniform. I'm not blaming Terp for this because he's got a lot on his plate. But going back to the Nuggets skyline versus the Hornets, he has just a picture of a jersey shown on Twitter of the Nuggets jersey, which I think still looks really good. And then it's a badass picture of Grandmama Larry Johnson wearing a Hornets jersey. I think that could sway some of the voting. Now, how'd you use this photo? Look at this. Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf spinning a ball on his finger.
That's nice.
With a gold bracelet on.
Oh, I can't even
I don't know if he wears that in the games or not.
Oh, yeah.
But he's wearing the Skyline jersey. They got the number above the Skyline. It says Nuggets underneath it. Like, that is pretty sharp.
Yeah, a Terp doing a great job. Despite Kiefa telling him how to do his job.
I'm just saying that this may impact the voting is all I'm saying.
But Terp doing a great job on Twitch if you're missing out on any of these. If you can't quite picture them, you're driving around. Yeah, and on YouTube as well. Subscribe to WEEI. If you can't quite picture them, we have the video component going on as well.
Texter's right. Jones clearly just likes light blue because all of his favorite jerseys are light blue.
So but I already knew that about myself. Okay. I knew I liked all these powder blue uniforms. Yeah, yeah. Like, I knew that. But what I didn't realize until we sat down and did the exercise, and I don't know how many of them we've nominated yet. I'm trying to think in my head. I don't know that one has come up yet. I think I just like the color orange. I never realized this.
Orange. Big Syracuse guy.
Maybe.
No, you're not. But you do like the Denver Broncos, which combine
Broncos, orange
light
crush.
Blue and orange.
Yeah, good point.
That's really the worlds colliding.
I like the Bucks creamsicle uniforms.
Yeah, those are pretty solid.
You know, like I like some of these orange uniforms. Like Nick suggested the Orioles. I'm like, yeah, we got to get the Orioles in there. So I like that orange more than I realized.
Orange pops.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So here's an idea. I don't know if this will happen or not. Can we change the Jones and Keefe logo to light blue and orange? Jones' favorite colors. Well, that gets shot down probably. All right. Just an idea.
Can we do that?
Probably not.
We'll ask Ken when he gets back. That's what we'll do.
All right.
But anyway, we'll have the full bracket up at Jones and Keefe. You can vote along. It's the 8-9 matchups today. It was the 1-16 matchups yesterday. I think we're going to have a couple over the weekend.
That's what I was going to say. Again, not to put too much work on Terp, which is seemingly what this is. He's like, yeah, great idea, guys. Let's just keep doing this. Let's keep doing nonstop tweets and polls and pictures and everything else.
More work this weekend, if you don't mind. Yeah,
yeah, there's not like a Celtics-Lakers game for him to work and focus on. But yeah, over the weekend, too. So at Jones and Keefe on Twitter. It's just easiest to do it there. We should put up some of the matchups, not that you can vote on them, but maybe some of the stuff on Instagram as well. But the easiest way to do it would be to go on Twitter and vote your little hearts out.
And one thing I learned in this process that I didn't realize until we actually sat down and did it, and yesterday it did not hold up, but we will have another hockey matchup today. That'll be our final 8-9 matchup. is the strength in the hockey region. That's a strong region. That's a deep region.
There's
that's
a lot of good sweaters.
We got Fire Horse out of there.
Yeah.
Okay, Whalers advanced in a walkover. But that is a strong, deep sweater region, Keith. You're right.
Yeah.
That's a loaded region.
There's a lot of good ones. I wonder if, and we haven't gotten here yet, but the local teams, if they're just going to win out. Like, because you got to look at it, and the local teams have good jerseys.
I am a little nervous about that.
Is it just going to be?
We haven't had one yet, right?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But is the Final Four just going to be the New England ones? And we're going to be like, all right, we should have done this. Red Sox, Celtics.
Bruins, Celtics.
Patriots.
Yeah.
So that's possible.
That's probably very much in play, actually. we didn't quite think that one through.
I think there's a chance that happens.
Like most of this Jones and Keith bracket, we didn't fully think it all through, Keith.
No, we actually
thought movies and TV shows was going to win.
Yep.
Then we're like, it'll definitely be grab bags.
Grab bag Sounders.
Somehow uniforms won, and it caught us all flat-footed.
We're like, oh, boy.
And yet,
here we go.
You know, I hear about all these other brackets the other shows on the station are going to do. Greg's show and
what are they doing?
WEI Afternoons. Well, Greg's show was talking about doing icks.
Oh, like stuff that...
That
icks?
Gross them out. Like if you were on a date, like an ick that somebody else does.
There's 64 icks?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe there is.
You haven't seen those lists going around Twitter? It's like 500 things, and they all get each other?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Like you don't like when...
I'm like, she's a girl who talked to me? Great. Got it.
That's basically it.
Yeah, cool.
Girl looked at me? Sold.
She laughed at one of my dumb jokes?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I don't, there are no icks.
That's true.
It's two. Did you check both those
did
boxes?
Did she throw a drink in my face? No? Okay.
One seed.
Yeah. We're moving on.
Okay.
Very good.
Great. There's four teams in the bracket.
You didn't block my number and call the cops? Great.
Going to propose tomorrow.
Sold.
And then Fitzy and Hart were talking about some ideas they have as well. So even as flat-footed as we are, Keith.
We're out in front.
We're off and running. We are setting the tempo, setting the pace.
It's March 7th, for God's sakes.
Yeah, so get to at Jones and Keefe and vote.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.